The Hebrew word for stone is taken from the root word for sun. God's foundation of stone is his son. I'm going to say it again. God's foundation of stone is his son. Jesus Christ, now the son, a stone, has become many. Jesus Christ, now the son, has become many, according to 1 Peter 5 and 6 through 7, which I'm going to read in just a minute, and many more. From these stones, the Father is building us into a holy temple. Hallelujah. What's happening? God, don't let me get ahead of myself. God did not create you for contamination, for evil, for destruction, for misery, for suffering, for sorrow, for all these things that we face and so many times many go through. That was not the purpose of God creating you. He created you for his own dwelling. Everything you do, everything that happened to you, you were created to give him glory, to bless him. He didn't create you to share with another. How many of you men married your wife to share with somebody else? Just don't work too well, does it? Huh? That kind of stuff ends up with divorces and stuff. Amen? So God did not create you to share you with another. And you need to know how to be faithful as a son, as a daughter, as a child of God, like a wife need to know how to be faithful, and a husband need to know how to be faithful. Because it is a what? Contract. It is a commitment. It is a lifelong union that you vow. And unfortunately, many don't pay those vows any attention. Come on. But God wants you, God been faithful to his, but he wants you to become faithful to your vow to him. We seem to forget it on Wednesday night. Sunday morning. We seem to forget it. 5:30, 5:15 each morning. 6 o'clock. In the evening, 9 o'clock. I dare say, well, I'll say, I would not have a raise a hand to ask who hadn't ever been on the prayer line. I'm not going to do that. And then turn around and ask how many of you got a cell phone. Maybe I should ask the first one first and the second one. And how many of you ever made an attempt to get on the prayer line? I'm going to read again because this is going to kind of be eye-opening here today. Okay? He said, for these stones, sons, the Father is building up into his holy temple. I'm going to skip. I have to. I'm trying to stay with my notes. If you guys would turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, I think that's the one I want. If you get put that scripture up for me, Ephesians. I'll try to stay there. What did I say? 2:19, didn't I? Okay. Now, therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners. See, we're going to look into this cornerstone a little deeper here. But when you come to Jesus, you have been made a son, a daughter. God made you a son. He made you a daughter for a purpose. And so Ephesians 2:19 said, therefore you're no more what? Strangers and foreigners. But what? Fellow citizen with who? And what? And of the household of God. Now, strange things shouldn't be going on in the household of God. What do you mean? Other words, God should be in charge, or Jesus should be in charge, or Lord, directing what goes on in this kingdom. You shouldn't have a divided attention and commitment when you come in this household. Because see, you're no more stranger. One time, you and I were strangers. Jews and Gentiles didn't come together. They didn't worship. Even like we have now, we overcome black and white. In many areas do not come together and worship. They segregate themselves. Am I right? And other thing. But God did not bring this cornerstone to lay it in Zion for us to remain stranger. He will want to bring this entire world that he created for his glory into one fold. Well, he alone, I said he alone, get the glory and the praise. And our hands are raised and our mouth filled with praise unto him. And he alone is the one that deserves it. Hallelujah. So, let me finish this up. Now therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. And are what? Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. You notice that was the first office or gifts, ministry gifts he set in the body. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But the apostles. And we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Huh? And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus, look at here now. Jesus Christ himself being who? Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Who's the chief cornerstone? Jesus Christ. Now turn with me to Hebrews chapter 3. Let me get there.